On December 30th, 2003, the novelist and screenwriter John Gregory Dunne slumped over in his chair and died of a heart attack. His daughter Quintana was at that moment in an induced coma in a hospital. His wife, celebrated author Joan Didion, was forced to put on a brave front and move on. Only she really didn't, as readers learned in her acclaimed memoir, The Year of Magical Thinking, in 2005. She adapted that work for a one-woman show, and it's that play that can now be seen in a brilliant production starring the incandescent Stacey Ross, directed by Nancy Carlin, at Aurora Theater in Berkeley through July 21st. What is magical thinking? It's the notion that our thoughts, ideas, wishes, even unconnected actions will somehow affect future events. So we wear the same clothing to a baseball game because the team is on a win streak. We take the same route to work because things are going well, but wishing or acting will not bring the dead back to life.
Clearly, it's a play about loss and about grief and about how you deal with loss and grief.
Josh Costello, Aurora's artistic associate and upcoming artistic director.
Magical thinking is what she engages in when she is dealing with a really horrific loss and a situation that, you know, she never expected to be in, that no one ever really expects to be in, but we all have to deal with in our lives at one point or another.
The play starts simply. Stacey Ross as Joan Didion states matter-of-factly the events surrounding John's death, what they were doing, where they'd been. Then she weaves in and out of the past, bringing us Quintana's story, back to John, the ambulance, the hospital, the moments after the hospital. As she describes the mundane horror of death, she tells us how her behavior is one thing and how internally she's someone, maybe somewhere else. If I retrace my steps, if I act differently by Quintana's side, then John will walk through that door. What Stacey Ross and director Nancy Carlin have done is take a one-woman monologue, 90 minutes, and make each moment as riveting as the last. Stacey Ross has always been a top Bay Area actress, but here she moves into another dimension. It's a play about death, a monologue, and you are glued the whole way.
What she manages to do is get inside her own head with, you know, such precision. It's like she's a, you know, she has a scalpel just going right in there and getting at the moment-to-moment thought process of somebody who is dealing with a tragedy that, you know, they can't deal with. What actually happens in our heads? What mental thought patterns do we develop?
The Year of Magical Thinking by Joan Didion with Stacey Ross, directed by Nancy Carlin, plays at Aurora Theater in Berkeley through July 21st. For more information, you can go to auroratheater.org. I'm Richard Walensky on Bay Area Theater for KPFA.